Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious.
All right, let's get right into it today. What to study in college to get into crypto or Web3? Even with some of the recent setbacks in the world of cryptocurrency and Web3, some still think there will be a demand for these technologies in the future. So learning about how crypto and Web3 work can be valuable skills for software development and user design now and in the future. If you're interested in how to make sure you're ready for the next potential evolution in technology, here are some things to think about as you get an education. Traditional college courses for Web3 or crypto. If you're planning to attend college, you might be interested in pursuing a path that will allow you to work in Web3 or participate in the crypto space. There are some traditional college courses and degrees that can help you build a foundation in this space so that you're prepared to move to the next step after graduation. Computer science. A computer science degree is one that focuses on computer systems, both hardware and software. Various jobs can be done with a computer science degree, including software development and information systems management. The key is to understand how computers work and be able to solve problems when they come up. These are valuable skills to have when working in Web3 occupations. So understanding how to manage software is absolutely essential, as is understanding how networks function. So much of Web3 and crypto rely on concepts of building software infrastructure and understanding how it all works. So once you have this foundation, you're more likely to be able to understand how the blockchain works, as well as take other applications to the next level. You might need additional training and experience, but a computer science degree can at least give you a very solid base to build on. Computer engineering. If you specialize in hardware, you might become a computer hardware engineer. Computer engineers often build and test different models of computers, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Additionally, computer engineers might also work in systems design and manufacturing. Some believe that Web3 will need new hardware systems to support the software and the networks that are on the way. So if you understand the basics of computer engineering and building, you got a chance to adapt to the coming technology. You can even be part of the new adoption of more advanced systems as you design next-generation computers to better handle Web3 applications. Computer and information technology. Let's dive in here for a second. There are degrees in computer and information technology that can help you prepare to better understand Web3 and crypto and how it all operates. Some of the courses that you might take in this type of degree program include coding and network design. When working in Web3 occupations, understanding coding can be very important. Network design is also essential to blockchain and crypto technology. Being able to understand and apply these basic concepts is an important part of developing the next step in Web3 and even handling crypto. Related to this type of degree is one in information technology systems. So, in some cases, you might not need a 4-year degree to get the basic training you need to start coding and developing Web3 applications. Some schools actually offer 2-year associate's degrees in this area so that you can get the basics down and then just get going. Let's talk about user design. This is another useful course of study when looking into Web3 and crypto. Different university and college programs offer degrees in user experience or offer certificates in UX and UI design. So understanding how users actually interact with applications, programs, and even hardware can be huge. If Web3 and crypto are truly going to take off and reach mainstream status, they need to be widely usable. The user experience must be one that's convenient and intuitive. Someone with a degree or certificate in this area has the potential to bring those skills to Web3 development and take it to the next level. Marketing. I know you might not be interested in all this techie stuff with Web3 and crypto. Instead, you might just be enthusiastic about helping people learn more about the benefits of the next evolution of the internet and our interactions across the globe. So, a marketing degree could help you get hired at a Web3 company that needs help sharing information about its products and services. Understanding marketing concepts can be useful in different fields and can even help you create campaigns that can fund various Web3 or crypto projects. Business. All right, as with marketing, a business degree can help you in the non-techie aspects of working in Web3 or crypto. For many Web3 companies, understanding how to run a profitable business is just an important part of the potential for ongoing success. Someone who has knowledge of these issues can be valuable to the team and provide guidance and insight. If you hope to be integral to the leadership team at a Web3 or crypto-related company or project, a business degree can be very useful. Human factors. Often, human factors is a graduate-level degree designed to teach various concepts related to how to center people when developing different products and services. So, for example, someone with a human factors degree would be able to help ensure that Web3 environments, particularly metaverse environments, are intuitive for humans and designed in a way that centers the experience. You might also learn essential skills such as product testing that can help you understand how to evaluate the effectiveness and usefulness of certain projects. Someone who understands how to design and test Web3 applications and crypto projects in a way that makes them more accessible to the human experience can be a valuable part of a development team. Non-traditional programs of study for Web3 or crypto careers. You don't have to get a traditional degree or education to prepare for work in the world of Web3. Some colleges and universities offer special programs aimed at helping people prepare to work in Web3. Here are some of the non-traditional programs that might help you get ahead if you want to work in Web3 or crypto. UX UI Bootcamp. This is the University of Utah program that can help you become a professional in 24 weeks. Rather than trying to get a degree in the subject, you can get just a certification designed to help you understand various aspects of design and web development. With this certification, you could potentially get work in a Web3 company. Full-stack software development. From the University of Texas, Austin, this program is designed to help you learn software development skills specific to starting a career in this area. This can give you the basics, which can then be applied to Web3 and crypto development jobs. Coding boot camps. There's a ton of coding boot camps offered by different schools and programs around the country. These are designed to help bring you up to date on the basics of coding and can be useful if you want to build a foundation in a short period of time. Some of the more popular online coding boot camps are Springboard, Coding Dojo, and Career Foundry. These boot camps last anywhere from 16 weeks to 9 months. Online marketing certificates. Cornell University offers a variety of online marketing certificates that can potentially help you learn how to create online and implement various marketing strategies. Because Web3 and crypto both rely heavily on online and social media marketing, these types of certificates could help you get a foot in the door with companies looking for strategies to help them grow. There are plenty of other non-traditional ways to learn these skills too. Different schools offer their own programs or courses you can audit without actually attending a traditional degree program. So when going the non-traditional route, it's really important to pay attention to who's offering the course or certificate and verify that it's legitimate and not a scam. Bottom line, for the most part, if you want to work in crypto or Web3, you need to have a basic understanding of how computers and networks work, and also just some idea of software development, especially if you want to do technical work. Even if you want to do non-technical work, such as, you know, the business or marketing side of things, it can still help you to have a basic understanding of software and systems structures. You don't have to get a degree to succeed, but it can help to take a course or two to get your feet wet and learn some basic concepts. And that is our show for today. Thanks so much for stopping by the Cult of Money podcast. If you want to find out more about all things crypto and Web3, check out our website, cultofmoney.com. We'd also love to get to know you better. You can follow us or like us, whatever, all over social media. We're everywhere you are. Just search for Cult of Money and you'll find us. Thanks again for stopping by today, and we'll talk to you again real soon.